Engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah Al Muslim.
Yesterday we discussed verse number 9. اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين. Kill Yusuf or cast him away to some land so that your father's attention may be to you alone. And after this, you should remain righteous people. Now, I explained yesterday that the fire of malice and jealousy was raging within the hearts of the brothers. And they decided they needed to remove Yusuf alayhi salam from the equation in order to secure the special love, affection and attention of their father. And this is where Shaitan then prompted them in this direction that kill Yusuf. Or otherwise get rid of him, you know. Let him be somewhere else so that your father's attention can be solely on you. Why did they not kill Binyamin? Because perhaps they felt that the father's love for Binyamin was subservient to his love for Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, I mentioned this yesterday and I want to elaborate on this again today before we proceed, that there's two things here. Shaitan creates a justification for you in your mind as to why you need to do the wrong that you do. So yeah, he's telling them that, you know, they're saying they created this justification that our father focuses too much on Yusuf, whereas we are more capable of helping him. We are stronger. We are more matured. We are elder. And the second thing is that they said, وَتَكُونُوا مِن بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. We know it's wrong. We know that. But we'll make tawbah after that and we'll become pious and we'll make up for it. So in that way, we'll get rid of Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam. But at the same time, we'll make tawbah and therefore then we'll be able to proceed and we'll be able to become righteous people and still secure Jannah. So in the next verse, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ A speaker from amongst them said, according to the Mufassirin, this was the eldest son, Yehuda. Some say his name was Rubil. Maulana Ashik Ilahi Sahib in his tafsir said that his name was Rubil. But Yehuda or Judah, you know, is the common opinion. So he said, لا تقتلوا يوسف. Do not kill Yusuf. Because killing is a very serious offense. We'll have blood on our hands. And it's not something you can just make up for so easily. وَأَلْقُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ يَلْتَقِطْهُ بَعْدُ السَّيَّارَةِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ Rather, if you really want to get rid of him, cast him into an obscure well. Some travelers will pick him up. So he's saying, look, we can achieve the same objective without killing him. If we throw him into some obscure well, people will pick him up, they'll take him, and that will be the end of him, but we won't have blood on our hands. We will not be guilty. We won't have it on our conscience that we actually killed our own brother. Abu Hayyan Andalusi says, Ghayabatil Jub refers to a small recess which is made in the well slightly above the water. So Yehuda's opinion was that we should not unnecessarily put the burden of intentional murder upon our heads. By casting him in such a well, people will find him. He won't drown in the well because it's a recess which is just in the well but above the water. They'll see him, they'll pick him up, they'll take him. And in those days, I mean, slavery was common. So they find a boy, they'll take the boy, they'll sell the boy, and they'll make money out of him, and we'll get rid of him, and he'll be then elsewhere. There was no communication like there was today, you know, where you can go on Facebook and that kind of thing. These days, it's those days, if you were taken to a different place, you were taken to a different place. Very unlikely that someone would find you. So this is also another plot of Shaitan, that sometimes the one suggestion is quite drastic, and then somebody comes with another suggestion. But it's also wrong. I mean, separating a son from his father. It was a heinous crime in its own right. Not as bad as having killed him, but it was a heinous crime. So they were kind of like, okay, that's not too bad. Rather than murder, let's do this. So another lesson for us from Surah Yusuf. Sometimes Shaitan will put an option that you know you're not going to take. You know, sleep with this woman, for example. Then you say, no, I can't sleep with her. Okay, let me just chat with her. You know, it's not that bad. That chatting could eventually lead to the greater form of zina. Just take this one deal on interest. And then after that, I'll stop. No, I'm not going to perpetually deal in interest. You know, those kind of things. It takes you one rung lower, but it's still a serious crime. And it could ultimately then lead to the greater crime. So they came up with this plan. Shaitan created the justification for them. Don't worry, you'll make tawbah afterwards. You'll repent. You'll become good Muslims. Now the next step was for them to go to their father and convince him to allow Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to go with them. So we'll take up that discussion tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.